it's Friday night. You know what that means? The weekend is officially upon us at last. Can somebody please give me a round of applause? All right. Well, anyway, because it's Friday, that means it's time for the All Out Review and Naughty Mad Lib Show, and I'm going to go straight into this message right now. These Mad Libs that you're going to hear are NC-17, which means these are not for children to hear, all right? We will be using curse words, genitalia, and other disgusting things, okay? Seriously.
F-bombs.
Mm-hmm. So if you do not want to listen at this point, don't.
Don't do it.
All right? These are not for kids, all right? Plain and simple. Well, anyway, I'm your host for tonight. I am Oddball Extreme, and I'm currently joined on the line by two of my crazy cohorts. First, we have Red Ranger Tim. Good evening to you, sir.
Good evening, my dear.
We also have our AZ Magician. Good evening to you, my dear.
Hi, everybody. How's it going?
Yeah, we also have Sajo and Ashley in the chat room, and iShine will probably be joining in before too long, so I'm not worried.
I wish my dog would quit growling in their sleep.
What's up? I'll tell you this. Anyone who's trolls trying to knock in this, I'll knock them out.
Oh, yeah.
Watch the blowback. Don't let it hit.
Don't worry. Like I said, at least now we figured out how to solve a big problem when it comes to the trolls.
As long as they can't figure out a way to get around it.
Yeah, as far as I can tell. They can't because, yeah, every time, I know one of them last night, he would come back in, he was still muted or ignored. So, like, thank you. We don't have to worry.
Sucks to be him.
Technology's wonderful, ain't it?
Yep. Especially when all you do is just hit ignore. You don't have to go banned by IP or disconnect because in those cases, all they got to do is they can come right back in. But with ignore, they can still type, but we don't see a thing. So,
Yeah, I'm glad you figured that out, woman.
Yeah, me too. All right. Well, anyway, let's go ahead and get these reviews out of the way because there are only three shows this week, not five, because remember, Batwoman and Supergirl are on holiday due to the Super Bowl last week and the Oscars on Sunday, this coming Sunday. So they'll be back on the 16th. So with that in mind, I'm going to say this right now. If you have not seen these episodes yet...
Spoiler alert.
I do need to work on something new. I just need to find something new first. All right, so anyway, we'll start with Black Lightning on Monday. So, Lynn, Tobias, and the other soldier that was helping them are all prisoners in Markovia, and the rest of the Peter's family needs to rescue them, but not without help. They have to enlist the help of the ASA to get to Markovia, but in return, their records must be expunged from the ASA, allowing them to be free. Meanwhile, Brandon, TC, Gambi, and Jen try to free Khalil from the ASA's influence by going into his mind. He's able to break free, but needs time to figure things out. Good intense episode, and it'll get really fun when Whose Line Is It Anyway member and Let's Make a Deal host Wayne Brady makes his debut as Gravedigger in the next episode. That's going to be wicked. And I didn't even know this about Wayne Brady. He had one season two of The Masked Singer. I didn't even know that.
Surely?
Yes?
I wouldn't be surprised if, while they were filming Black Lightning, they mm-hmm. didn't crack up the crew with improv
Either that or one of the other cast members brought it up.
Uh-huh.
I'd love to see that for real. All right, next up on The Flash, on Tuesday, in a post-crisis world, Cisco's having a hard time getting used to having just the one Earth and realizing the Earth 2, Harrison Wells, and his daughter, Jessie, are dead. Barry and Diggle go on a mission to Leon Yu to see if Oliver left something behind. Of course, it turns out to be nothing. Meanwhile, the ladies of the Central City Citizen newspaper get themselves into danger with a group known as Black Hole, who's actually working for a tech company that gets exposed by Iris. Good episode, and things are certainly starting to heat up for the second half of the season. Meanwhile, over at Legends of Tomorrow, the crew has to travel 1957 to Hollywood to send Bugsy Siegel back to hell after coming back. His gun is the key to getting him back to hell. Meanwhile, Nate goes with Zari's brother to his house to try to remember Zari again. Unfortunately, things don't quite work out for Nate, but the others do manage to stop Bugsy with help from Ava's really bad singing and drunkenness. This is why
and
Legend
what?
Is the best comp.
And what?
Drunkenness. She was drunk.
Okay.
Yeah, she was flat drunk. This is why Legends is the best comedy relief in the Arrowverse, and I look forward to what lies ahead. And guess what? I'm already done.
All right, let's get the show on the road.
Let's
oh,
do this.
Hell yeah.
I brought all the naughties.
Bring the naughties. We must have the naughties. All right. Okay, let's see here. Here's me. I'm sorry. Let's see. Whoa, no way. That's way too many. Trying to be a good first one, and there's like, let's see, 141, 188. That's 200. Forget it. No.
200 blanks?
Yep, 200 blanks.
That's for a party.
Yeah. It's like, no. Okay, now we got a good one. A nice short one. All right.
I'll go first tonight.
You want to go first?
Yeah, I don't mind.
You don't mind, Tim?
Yeah.
I'd rather we stick to routine, honestly. But
okay. I'll stick with it.
Okay. All right, that's fine. So it'll be Tim, Sajo, Ashley, Janet, me. So ready or not, here we go. And the good news is, this only has 7 blanks.
Woo!
All right, so Tim, verb ending in ing, please.
Oh, let's just get it out of the way. Masturbating.
That's exactly what I typed.
I am that predictable.
Yes.
You are that predictable.
Oh, my.
Okay. All right. Janet, Guy, please.
Wait a minute.
What?
Sajo was second, wasn't he?
I've already given Sajo and Ashley their instructions. I type it to them, remember?
Okay. What are you looking for from me now?
A guy.
A guy.
To anybody you want.
Flash Gordon.
Flash Gordon, all right. Going back to that commercial, huh?
Oh.
Let's see. My turn for a
little.
Hmm?
There was a Walmart commercial for the Super Bowl, and it had all the clips from all these different movies. And the very first one you see is Flash Gordon with the Sam J. Jones Flash Gordon.
Yeah.
That's the first one you see, and it's like, whoa.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. My turn with
the
liquid. Let me see. Let me check what they got in terms. Okay. All right. I'll do milk for my liquid. All right. Tim, noun, please.
Penis.
Got it. Okay. Sajo gets the last one. He needs to give me a big number.
A big number.
A big number.
Yeah, it says big number. that's a big number, please. Okay, that's good. 76,931. All right, we've got our first Mad Lib of the evening. So, give me just a second while I get to the drum roll, please. And here we go. All right. This just in. Okay, a week ago I was masturbating and a guy comes up and says, hey, do you have any water? So you tell him since you don't have any urine and you walk away. And you go back home and the newspaper's at your door, so you pick it up and go in and sit on your couch and read it. On the front page, the Flash Gordon who wanted milk was a penis theft and there was a $76,931 award for his capture. What a wonderful day.
Oh my.
Oh dear.
Oh,
yeah. My God.
Oh, please.
And my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
No, but anyway, Tim, there was references to Star Wars, Star Trek, Flash Gordon, Ghostbusters. And
Back to the Future, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Yeah.
And the scene from Men in Black, the pug lands the car. And he goes up to the lady that works at Walmart. She goes to hand in the bag, and she goes, that's a little coffee, right? And you hear the bug guys, the worm guys in the back, coffee, coffee.
Yeah.
It was a good commercial.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay. I got the next one, but I will tell you right now. This is 52, so guess what? Repeat rule goes into effect.
All right.
Woo!
I can live with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so ready or not, here we go. Tim, I need an adjective that ends in E-S-T. And I think I already know what it is, too.
Yeah, start typing. For those that don't know, coffee-fiest. Yeah.
Yep.
Coffee-fee.
Must have coffee.
The fake president, baby.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me get my water real quick. My mouth's beginning to dry out again.
And remember, people, a swivel does not mean he's innocent. It just means they could not remove him from office.
Yeah, exactly.
And the fight's not over yet either.
Well, here's my rule of thumb with this. If you can't do it one way, the next best way to do it is to vote him out.
Oh, yeah, that's been the plan all along.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many of those senators are going to lose their seats because of their betrayal of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you want to know
if
something?
If justice wins, all of them will.
A guy that testified against Trump, he lost his job today.
Two of them did.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
The other one was the first guy's twin brother. Carry on.
Okay.
The second guy was a different person altogether. But yeah, the first guy's twin brother also did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, carry on.
Okay, I got Sajo and Ash doing their part for now. Janet, verb ending in ing, please.
Fucking.
All right. Fucking it is. Okay, my turn. First name of a person. There's so many names I could use. Wait, I got it. Daenerys.
Woo! Daenerys.
They had a Game of Thrones theme for my fish tanks and fish world.
All right.
Of course,
Tim,
they had
back
to change up the names, but...
Yeah. All right, Tim, back to you. Verb, please.
How about fuck?
That'll work. Okay. Okay, well, they're getting that. All right, Janet, adjective, please.
An adjective is a good descriptor.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker.
Woo!
Does that count as an adverb?
Yes. I mean, adjective? Yeah.
Adjective, yes.
It can definitely, yeah,
yeah
it can work
guy,
as an adjective.
That guy is a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. That guy's got a motherfucker attitude.
Yeah.
So that would work. Okay, let's see. My turn with a verb. I'm going to go with urinate. If you have bigger boobs, you'd be a 10.
Well, I must be a 10 plus with my size knockers.
Okay. All right, Tim, adjective, please.
How about coffeeious?
Okay.
Yes, again.
Okay, that's fine.
Because there's going to be so much stuff in this one that's coffeeous.
Yep.
Because I'm going to coffeeous, the coffeeous, coffeeous, coffeefully.
Ah. Okay.
Shirley, real quick, have you seen that guy, that commercial for Domino's Pizza where the guy's doing the risky business dance?
Yes, I've seen that one.
That's funny.
I do like that one. He gets his pants on just the nick of time.
And he wasn't paying attention when he got up on the table and danced over his cell phone, and the guy was the delivery driver was 2 minutes away.
Yeah. Okay. Janet, noun, please.
Person, place, or thing. Well, this can go classify as a person or a thing, right? Asshole.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. My turn. Part of the body. Oh, I haven't seen this in this one. Penis.
Woo.
Okay.
Oh,
all right, Tim, verb ending in ing, please.
Fucking.
All right. Okay.
Is Ashley here yet?
Yeah, she's here. All right, let me double check something, make sure this is right. So I'm not careful. I could type the wrong thing up. Okay. Janet, verb ending in ing, please.
Okay, I've been nasty the last two or three. Running.
Running. Run, Forrest, run. Okay, let's see. My turn with another part of the body. I could repeat penis, but I'm going to try something else. Fallopian tube.
Woo!
All right, Tim, noun, please.
How about vagina?
All right. Okay. All right, let's see. Let me shoot this right. All right. Janet, noun, please.
Okay, hold on.
So they again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cherry picker.
That'll work.
I was trying to think of the term.
Mm-hmm.
When a virgin gets screwed for the first time, the proper term for the maidenhead.
Oh, didn't know that. Okay, let's see. My term for a verb. I already used urinate. I'll go with defecate.
Woo!
All right, Tim, adjective, please.
How about haunted?
All right. Okay. All right. Okay, Janet, adverb, please. Where ends in L-Y?
Hurriedly.
Hurriedly, all right.
That is a word, a proper adverb, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. She walked hurriedly to the mall. Let's see. My turn with a verb. I'm going to go with scream.
Oh, my.
Sorry.
All right.
I didn't want to alarm them.
Let's see. Well, let's see what I got. I have some screams myself, like, let's see, like this.
Yes,
oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
I won't say the first thing that came to mind when I first heard that. Okay. You know what the first naughty thing that came to mind when I first heard that?
What?
The guys had watched a lady come all over the place.
Oh, my.
Okay.
That was their reaction.
All right. Okay, Tim, I need a verb ending in ing, please.
How about counting?
Counting. Like, I'm counting the ways of enjoying life.
Or count on count is the broad end.
Yep. Exactly. I love Count Von Count.
Oh, you're talking about the Count from Sesame Street?
Yep. And there's Eyeshine.
All right, she can go before me.
Okay. In that case, I'll go ahead and add her in.
Right in the ballpark.
Yep. Okay. All right. I'm nuts.
Oh, my.
Now I'm crazy. Okay. All right.
I think we all are tonight.
Yeah, because it's Friday. We're dog dead, tired, and such. Okay. All right. Janet, myself, and Tim, we all get a noun each. Janet, you go first.
Bat house.
Bat house. Okay. My turn with a noun. I'm going to go with mallet, which is that crazy thing Harley loves to use anyway.
Exactly.
She won't have to use it.
Yep. All right. Tim, your turn with a noun, please.
How about Lieutenant Jefferson Hamburger of the Battle of LaGuardia International Airport?
There we go. You've been waiting for that, right?
Damn straight. The guilty as hell fake president. Gonna get picked on all night long.
Okay, let me double check, make sure I get this right. Yep, correct. Good. All right, Janet, I need a verb ending in ing, please.
Flying.
Flying?
FLYING.
Got it. Okay. All right, my turn with the part of the body. Damn, I hope you don't get mad when I use this one. Testicle.
Woo!
As long as it doesn't hurt when you use it.
Exactly.
All right. Tim, back to you. Noun, please.
Wait a minute. Rumi's a female. She can't use her testicles.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
Well, Now, wait a minute. They didn't say male or female. They said part of the body. So.
I'm going to go with dildo.
All right. Dildo it is. Dildo or dildon't?
Oh.
Oh, my.
That is awful, Shirley. That is terrible.
I know.
Shirley, play the horn. Play the wah, wah, wah.
Oh, you mean the, our.
The Price is Right.
No, I think you're talking about this.
Oh, yeah. The only thing you want. You only needed the one.
Oh, sorry. I couldn't get
my.
The single. No, you see, this one had the three automatically. Okay, let's see. Okay. Oh. Okay. All right, Janet, verb, please.
Fuck.
Fuck it is. All right, Tim, you and I get a verb ending in ing each. I'm going to go first, and I'm going to go with screwing.
And it's fucking only slightly different.
Yeah. All right, Tim, your turn with a verb ending in ing, please.
I'm going to go with painting.
Painting, all right. Like I'm going to paint the sky.
But what color are you going to paint the sky?
Okay. All right. Well, believe it or not, our three in the chat room are get the last ones. So here we go. Let's see. Sancho. Adverb. And both Ash and I shine. Exclamation. Please. Oh, yeah. While we're waiting, you probably heard this today. They have announced the public memorial for Kobe Bryant and all the passengers of the helicopter. It's going to be February 24th, or 2/24. 24, of course, is Kobe Bryant's jersey. 2 was Gianna's jersey number for her team. So,
well, hey, that's a nice tribute.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very nice tribute. You know that tribute call is going to be packed.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, let me get this last one in here. All right, now we got that. Let's go to the next naughty Mad Lib. Okay, all right. Here we go. Okay, this looks confusing. Hold on.
Don't tell me the computer ate it
up. No. This something isn't quite... Okay, I think I may have finally found it. Okay. All right. There's been some confusion over fucking here at Chiz. It's called, what is this feel? It's called, what is this feeling?
Okay.
Let's see. Elphaba, but of course I'll care for Daenerys. Galinda, but of course I'll fuck above it. Both. For I know that's how you'd want me to suck. Yes, there's been some confusion. For you see, my erections is... Okay.
Oh, my.
Unusually and exceedingly motherfucker, and altogether quite impossible to urinate. Covfefiest. What is this feeling, so sudden and large? I felt the moment I laid ovaries on you. Oh, brother. My asshole is rushing. My penis is reeling. My face is fucking. What is this semen sucker, artistic as a flame? Does it have a name? Yes. Loathing. Yes, loathing. Unadulterated running. For your fallopian tube, your vagina, your fireman. Let's just say I attracted it all. Every little cherry picker, however small, makes my very flesh begin to defecate with haunted utter loathing. There's a strange orgy. There's a strange orgy in such total detestation. It's so pure, so complicate. Or complicate. Though I do admit it came on hurriedly. Still, I do believe that it can scream. And I will be counting you my whole life long. Dear Bobby, you are just too careless. How do you stand it? I don't think I could. She's a dog. She's a bat house. We don't mean to show a mallet. But Bobby, you're a Lieutenant Jefferson Hamburger of the Battle of LaGuardia International Airport. Well, these feet are sent to try us. Poor Bobby, forced to reside with someone so dark. We just want to tell you, we're all on your cat. We share your loathing, unadulterated flying for her testicle, her dildo, her data. Let's just say we loathe it all. Every little trait, however emotional, makes her very penises begin to crawl. Though I do admit it came on fast, still I can believe it can fuck. And I will be screwing for forever painting. Truly, extremely painting you my whole life long. Let's see. Loathing, unadulterated loathing. Yay! Fuck!
Oh my. Oh shit. Oh, dear.
That was that was crazy.
Oh, yes.
I just thought I avoided that one with the 200. It's like, 200? No, that thing about 2.5 hours, man.
Oh, my.
Probably. Okay, let me drink some water here. My mouth dries out quick. Okay. All right. Got my next one. Let's see. 21, 22, 24. Oh, 29. Not bad. We'll keep the repeat rule in effect for the rest of the night, so we won't have to do anything. All right. Here we go. Tim, noun, please.
Penis.
Got it.
Woo!
Okay. All right. And Louie the car man is here. Good.
Louie, is he in the chat room?
He's on the chat.
Hey, Louie, I don't know. You can't. I'm not in the chat, but I'm saying hello anyway.
Yep. All right. Well, guess what? We'll add Louie into the mix. We'll put him after I shine and before Janet. Beautiful, beautiful, darling. All right, so.
Bring on the good ones, Louie.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Bear with me on this.
Growl.
Okay. Not palaces, please. Not. I can't type.
Oh, my.
There it is.
Okay.
Almost Valentine's Day, and Coin Master still has up the Christmas pig.
Well, some things haven't changed. Trust me, I've seen some Christmas things still on a few things. All right, let's see. Janet, you and I get a noun each. You go first.
A noun?
Yep.
Coin collector.
Okay, my turn for now. I'm going to go with one we have not used at all tonight. Corner of Winslow, Arizona.
Woo! Because it's such a fine sight to see.
It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed forest, blowing down to take a look at me.
Come on, baby, don't say maybe. Gotta know the your sweet love's gonna save me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, give me a second. Hey, Jamie, can you turn this down just a little bit?
I'm gonna mute it here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna mute it here for a minute.
Okay.
Oh my.
Okay. All right, let's see.
That better?
Yes. Okay, while we're waiting on them, Tim, plural noun, please.
How about computers?
All right, computers. We compute on our computers to compute, to create computations and so forth and so on. Okay. Oh, God, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm really tired tonight.
We'll forgive you.
Yeah, at least, here's something interesting. What I had a couple nights back, Mom got it last night, and my next-door neighbor got it, so, today. So, something's going around.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's see. Sancho... Bear with me, growl. Oops, try again. Let's see. Okay, sorry for the silence. Let's make sure you get this right, that's all.
Silence is golden.
Oh,
yep.
My.
All right. Janet, I need a possessive last name. Now, what I mean by that is, it could be like, in my case, it would be Burton's, like B-U-R-T-O-N, apostrophe S, like that.
Jones.
Okay. You don't mind, do you, Tim?
No.
All right. Let's see. My term is an adverb. I'm going to go with cantankerously. Okay. Tim, noun, please.
How about Simmons?
Simmons? Okay.
Yeah. Some people
gotcha.
Are called by their last name.
Oh, gotcha.
Like in the military, for example.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Oh, yeah, my dad was like that. Okay. Okay, double check. Okay. Okay, Janet, verb, please.
Ski.
P-E-E. P. All right.
L-S-K-I, as in ski.
Oh, ski. Okay.
I can see where you wouldn't get the idea it sounded like P.
Yeah. Well, that means some new ski P. Or P ski.
Oh, my.
Well, you cut it out.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, can you give me a dill don't, please?
Oh.
How about Star of Play don't.
Yeah. Let's see. I might turn with the verb present tense. Well, I'm going to go with spread. Like, I spread the jam on my bread.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tim, number, please.
How about 3.14?
Gotcha.
Or in other words, pi.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold on. Wait. Let me sure get my thing straight here. All right. Bear with me. I apologize for this. So to make sure I get everybody straight, that's all. Okay. Okay. Plural silly word. Okay. All right. Ash. Verb. I shine. Adjective. And Louis. Noun, please. Okay. All right. Janet, adverb, please.
A verb that ends in L-Y, right?
Correct.
Fuckingly,
all right. And then finally, my turn.
That's supposed to make sense, right?
Yeah, doesn't have to make sense. Who cares? Let's see. My turn with the past tense verb. I'm going to go with dealt. D-A-L-T. Like, I dealt a bad hand. Okay. Now we're just waiting on the others, and we'll get it. Okay. Oh, bear with me. Now we just need Sajos and we're good. Let's see. Yeah, I think Sajo may be having a little bit of trouble finding a silly word. Because it has to be plural. And I do have one in mind, in case you can't quite. That was not easy. That one's not an easy one. Okay, bunny. Or bunnies. Well, that'll work. That's okay. Hey, sometimes it's hard to come up with something like that. Okay, so we have our next Mad Lib complete. So ready or not, here we go. This is a pro wrestling adventure. I entered the arena. Championship penis over my vagina. All I could see was my peers charge at me as if to say, your penis will be mine, and I'll fuck you senseless to get it if I have to. I ignore them and crept my way to the entrance ramp. My entrance music started playing, and I could hear the crowd coin collector and chant my corner of Winslow, Arizona. I entered the computers of the crowd, raising my pussy sucker title high above my head. I slipped to the ring, and just as I entered the ring, ready to fuck, Michael Schoen's music started playing. He cantankerously made his way to the stage, Simmons in hand, and said to me, I see you. I see you squirt around as if you're the orgasm of the house, and now that you have that shit. Well, let me tell you something. I want it, and I will ski spread to get it if I have to. I'll hit you with 3.14 bunnies if I have to. I'll examine you to the ground. I will beat you into a swimming fill me ass sex shop. Be ready, champ. Shone exited fuckingly as I dealt on, wondering what was to come. Oh my god. Yeah, that's right. Championship penis over my vagina.
Woo! Oh my.
And by the way, Louis had a hell of a job with this one. Fill my ass sex shop. Feel my ass. Nice
oh
work,
my.
Louis. Good one, Louis. Excellent.
What did he say?
Okay, well, he didn't come up with a noun, right? He came with fill my ass sex shop. Feel my ass.
Oh,
nice one, Louis.
Oh, my.
Nice one, Louis. Excelente. All right, we got time for one more, and I think we can pull this off. All right, so here we go. Tim, past tense verb, please.
How about fucked?
Fucked, all right. Okay. Okay. Okay, bear with me, Grell. Nation. Clothing and Louis. What does he get? Part of the body, all right. Okay. 24. Janet, noun, please.
A nice soft bed.
A nice soft bed. Okay. Okay. Ooh, gotta look at that damn past participle thing again. Past participle example. I always have trouble with that. Let's see. Past participle. Ah, got it. Okay. Let's see. Past participle. I'm gonna go with spoken. Like Quill in The Mandalorian. I have spoken. All right. Tim, noun, please.
Penis.
Got it. Okay. 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 All right. Okay. Now. Okay. All right, here we go. A noun. Ash. Oh. I shine. It's verb. And Louis, part of the body, please. Okay. Janet, past tense verb, please.
Okay. I walked.
Walked. All right.
U-A-L-K-E-D.
Got it. Let's see, part of the body for me, I'm going to go with jaw. A little different. All right, Tim, verb, please.
Coffee pee. Yeah, coffee pee. Coffee pee.
Must have coffee pee. I love coffee pee.
I call Fifi the Coffeefiest, Coffeefi, Coffeefully.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oops, hold on. Okay, just need Ashley's famous person. Oh boy, Ashley chose Donald Trump.
I love poking fun at the fake president.
Okay. All right, now, let's see. Okay. Part of the body. Ash. Let's see, eyesight gets... Okay. All right, got that. All right, Janet, noun, please.
Colonel White's Rose Garden.
All right. Okay. All right. Next three are numbers, so I get to go first. And my number is going to be 42.
Life, the universe, and everything.
Yep. All right, Tim, your turn with the number, please.
How about 258,349,761?
Got it. Okay. All right, bear with me. And okay. Okay, that means Sajo and Ashley will get the last two on this one. Okay, Sajo, number, and Ash, noun, please. It's all right, he's got 3,400,000. 3,400,000. All right, so now we just need the noun, and we're good to go. And that's it. She's done it. All right. Last Mad Lib of the night. So, here we go. This is a pro wrestling match. I fucked the ring as my entrance music blew through the Orlando, Florida. My undies were laced up. My anus nice soft bed was spoken up. And my penis attire was on. I was ready for a sperm. Then my opponent's entrance music played. To my surprise, it was Donald Trump. I was in for a fight. The fuck rang and went right after them, attempting to hit them with an atomic right big toe breaker. He countered and walked me in the face, knocking me down. He went for his patented ultimate jaw bar, but luckily I countered it with a Covfefe penis breaker. Just as I was setting him up for a knockout, my rival's music played. Hillary Clinton sprinted to the ring and started hard-fucking the referee. While the referee wasn't looking, my opponent floored me with a Colonel White's Rose Garden. I was out cold. The ref counted 42. 258,349,761. 3,400,000. And just like that, I lost my championship orgasm. I swore revenge.
Oh, my.
You know what? Personally, I would love to see the presidency be settled that way, in the wrestling ring. That'd be hilarious. Oh, we've only got under 5 minutes left now, so that's it for tonight. But here's the great news. Next Friday, we're going to do 90 minutes of nothing but the naughtiest Valentine's Day Mad Libs ever.
Or as I prefer to call it, 90 minutes of the naughtiest Forever Alone Day Mad Libs.
Yeah, and I just said it best, no trolls tonight. I think the reason why there were no trolls tonight was because we had forewarned that this was going to be NC-17, so.
and even then, you know, somebody like Turd McGillicuddy would gladly show up if only to try to cause trouble.
Yep. Thankfully, that didn't happen tonight. Yay. All right, but anyway, go ahead and break down what we got next week. Of course, we've got the weekend wrap-up, Monday Night Madness. I am working on a new theme for that one already, so hopefully that'll be ready by the end of before Monday. Tuesday, of course, New Car Smell Tuesday. I don't know if I'm going to double up. If I do, I may just do some highlights and things because, you know, we didn't do it last Tuesday because I was sick. Let's see. Wednesday is going to be our review episode where I'll be reviewing, you know, the Black Lightning and such. You know, if you got anything you want to review, you can do that too. Okay? It's not just about me. It's about all of us. You know, review something. Review a book or a movie or something something you've seen. I actually had a review do 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea this weekend on the Disney Plus.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, find some things you want to review too, because I don't want it to be just on me. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So everyone find something you like, you know, be ready to make a review out of it, you know?
It doesn't matter whether it's a good review, bad review, whatever. The idea behind it, you may just find something that sounds good to you that you might want to check out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, and then, of course, Thursday is the free-for-all, and like I said, Friday, 90 minutes, Valentine's Day or Forever Alone Day, all naughty Mad Libs.
Oh, yes.
So you can bet we are going to have a blast next Friday. I'm looking so forward to that. But anyway, you know, we hope you have a great weekend. We'll have a safe weekend. Please, don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. Don't play any of those games and drive. And remember to buckle up because it is required in all 50 states. And, of course, in my state now, they just finally added this, everyone in the car, front and back, must be buckled.
And even if they didn't have to be, why aren't they?
I don't know. I don't know why.
While they not necessarily say they have to be, you should still do it anyway. Because
yep.
Safety should be everybody's primary concern.
Exactly. All right, so I'm going to end it by saying, please remember to follow us on Facebook. We do have our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter. Our handle there is BTA_TIP. And follow us on our website, www.airwaves.weebly.com. If you ever miss an episode, because let's face it, life happens, there are three ways to catch up. First, there's the Stitcher.com app that's available on iTunes, Google Play, and the Amazon Kindle Store. Second, you can listen to or download full episodes of the show from blogtalkradio.com itself. And finally, you can find us on iTunes. Just do a search in the podcast or Beyond the Airwaves, and you will find many of our episodes there. So with that in mind, I'm going to say love, peace, and chicken grease. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy them and just be safe, and we'll see you next week. Tonight. So everybody have a great night and remember, if I can find it, where are you? There it is.
You motherfucker, I almost had him. I almost had him. You stuttering prick, you.
And then we got this.
I'm Groot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Groot.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I'm Groot.
Oh, shit!
Get that little runt, will ya?
Yeah, and then we got this, our favorite new one.
I'm sorry, sweetie. Honey Badger doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. If you were out there, you putzes.
Yeah. And one last
Honey
one
Badger
for...
doesn't give a shit.
Yep. And one last one for the road.
No.
What?
Excuse the fuck out of me.
What the hell is that?
Shit, is that what I think it is?
Damn.
Yep. You know what? I feel like doing that one, too. Where are you, damned?
Right there.
Dope. There it is.
Damn!
And you know All right. this man?
Uh-huh.
And you know this man?
All right. That's all for tonight. Have a great night, and we'll see you next week. Night, y'all.
Jana, everybody.
Jana.
Have a nice
Buenas
day.
Noches.
If you're in a cold spot,
stay warm. Buenas noches, mis amigos.